Back home, opposition parties have strongly criticised the government's handling of the National Children's Hospital, with both Sinn Féin and the Social Democrats saying the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, should accept his share of the blame for the long-running controversy. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, David Cullinan, said the government had lost control of the project.
We don't know yet, and we have no idea. Nobody can give a straight answer in relation to when the hospital will actually be built and treating children. And we have no confidence in any of the costs. And it was quite extraordinary to hear the Taoiseach today say that he and the state are no pushover when it comes to the National Children's Hospital. But it's a government that signed additional cheques time and again for the Children's Hospital. They are a soft touch and have been a soft touch. And for him to say that the government is not a pushover when they can't build houses, when they spent $330,000 on a bike shed, they can't complete the Children's Hospital, they can't give us any date as to when it will be built.
Sinn Féin's David Cullinan speaking to reporters at Leinster House this morning. The Green Party leader, Roderick O'Gorman, was also asked about the issue.
I can absolutely understand the frustration of taxpayers, of parents who want to see this hugely important high-tech facility open, operational and available to their children. And I can also say there is huge there's huge frustration across government in terms of the approach that the developer has taken to this to the building, to the construction and to the continuing elongation of the timelines here.
Green leader and Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman talking to journalists a short time ago. For more, let's talk to our political correspondent Paul Cunningham, who's in our Oireachtas studio. Paul, we've spoken so many times about this hospital, but the story
Yes.
took a new twist at the weekend. What happened?
So basically what happened was that the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, wrote to the Taoiseach and other senior ministers, and he was reflecting the view of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board. That's the entity which is supposed to be overseeing the delivery of the hospital. And its view was, and I'm quoting here, BAM, and that's the contractor, BAM's approach is based on extracting as much money from the Irish taxpayer as possible. Now, BAM came out very quickly and said it rejected that in the strongest possible terms. But once again, the National Children's Hospital was front and centre because, one, it's called costing 2.2 billion euros so far, but it's likely to cost more, and we still have no idea as to when it's actually going to open.
Now, there's an extent here to which the opposition have almost an open goal, because they can point to this and say, listen, this is another example of the government not being able to handle big projects. But the government, on the other hand, is very anxious to point the finger elsewhere.
Yes, I mean, you heard it there from David Cullinan. Basically, what he's saying is that the Taoiseach and the Minister for Health are acting as bystanders, commenting on this hospital rather than taking on the responsibility for their own failures, his words. And then he was asked, what would he do? And he said he'd have weekly meetings with both the contractor and with the board to ensure that timelines were met and there was clarity on that particular project. The government is saying that it has been dealing with this as best as it possibly can, that it has appointed the board. The board is in there doing the work. It's not for government to get involved in the day-to-day nitty-gritty. It is just has a laser-like focus in trying to deliver it. But if you stand back from it, we still have that problem. A bill, which we don't know how big it is, and a hospital that hasn't opened.
It's very hard to escape the Middle East at the moment, such as the seriousness of the situation there. Will you talk to us about President Higgins and the letter to Iran? What's been happening?
So in relation to the letter, it was the view of the president that his letter to the incoming Iranian president was leaked by the Israeli embassy. And that is a contention that the Israeli embassy flatly rejects and says it never happened. But it has sparked a diplomatic row in full public view. Usually these things happen in private. And I think it's indicative of just how bad relations are between Ireland and Israel. Viewers might remember that Ireland recognised the state of Palestine in May, with the Taoiseach saying that this was a light of hope at a time, a very dark time for the Palestinian people. But an Israeli minister came out immediately and accused Ireland of rewarding Hamas terrorists responsible for the largest massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. Now we have both sides trading blows again in public. And I thought it was noteworthy just how hard the Taoiseach was going in on this, because he didn't just defend the diplomatic nature of how the president in Ireland wrote to an incoming president in Iran. He went so further as to say, is you'd think that Israel would be more concerned with the fact that 14,000 children in Gaza are dead, that at least 20,000 are missing, many presumed dead. And I think that all, if you take that all together, just highlights that effectively there are no relations between Ireland and Israel. They really are in the deep freeze.
On a not unrelated matter, a statement from the Department of Transport this lunchtime on those allegations that flights carrying weapons destined for Israel have been using Irish airspace. The Irish Times, of course, reporting this morning that 9 such flights have now been identified.
Yeah, so the department starts an examination on foot of a story first published in the Ditch magazine, and it's said yes in its report now that 9 civil aircraft operations, it can confirm that they were there, but it says 2 of the operations alleged to have entered the Irish airspace en route to New York did not enter sovereign airspace, so that seems to reduce the number, and it's now going on to work out what was on board those flights. And it adds, and this is important, it would not be helpful to speculate on what course of action the government might take until the facts have been fully established. So we now know how many flights, we don't know what was on board those flights, and it's also unclear just exactly what action the Irish government is going to take once it arrives at a conclusion.
Paul, many thanks for that. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, talking to us from Leinster House. And we're going